Jeanine Pirro announces charges against two additional teens involved in attack of former DOGE staffer Big Balls. By Elizabeth Weibel on October 20, 2025. United States Attorney for the District of Columbia Jeanine Pirro announced that two teenagers are facing charges of first-degree robbery and assault with intent to commit robbery, related to an attack on a former Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, staffer known as Big Balls. During a press conference on Monday, Pirro revealed that Lawrence Cotton Powell, 19, and Anthony Taylor, 18, were being charged with assaulting and robbing 22-year-old Ethan Levine, who had been standing outside a Sunoco gas station on August 3 with his friends. After the assault and robbery of the 22-year-old, Powell and Taylor, along with a group of others, were then involved in the assault and attempted carjacking of Edward Corestine, who left DOGE in June. Today, we're going to announce the names of two individuals who are being charged with a series of assaults and attempted carjacking in a highly publicized case where two young men were brutally assaulted and stomped, highlighting the need for accountability among young offenders in the district, Pirro said. During the press conference, Pirro explained, "This case underscores the escalating challenges that we face in confronting crime in Washington, D.C. on August 3, 2025, at about 2:53 a.m. Sunday morning at the U Street Corridor and 14th Street, which is a very popular hangout, nightlife area. Essentially, Ethan Levine, a 22-year-old, and several of his friends were standing outside a Sunoco gas station. They were approached by a large group of teens, individuals who confronted them and began to assault them. Today, we are announcing that Lawrence Cotton Powell, who is 19 years of age, along with Anthony Taylor, who is 18 years of age, are now charged with assaulting Levine. Cotton Powell was stomping on Levine's head, as you can see in this poster to my left. Levine was able to get up momentarily, but the crowd chased him and got him down again. They continued to attack Levine while he was on the ground, and then proceeded to rob him of his sneakers and his watch. The group then, after the robbery and assault of Ethan Levine, they walked in the direction of where another crime occurred within minutes. You have heard of this crime, Edward Corestine, a 19-year-old DOGE person who was working in the administration, was walking a young woman to her car when he was approached in the 1400 block of Swan Street Northwest. Approximately 10 suspects approached him, and as they did, he pushed the young woman into the car. He was protecting her from the group before he was then attacked by multiple suspects, who then punched him repeatedly, causing significant injuries to him. They got him on the ground, and as they were doing so, they demanded the car from the woman who was inside the car and had already locked the car. Pirro continued to highlight the significance of the history of Lawrence Cotton Powell, adding that Cotton Powell, who was charged with robbery, first-degree robbery, assault with intent to commit robbery, and attempted carjacking charges, had been sentenced in April for a felony attempted robbery. Watch, chill, bro. Dem Congressman Hines triggered by DOGE employee Big Balls. Pirro continued to note that her office asked for jail time, while a judge gave Cotton Powell probation. Within 31 days, by May 4, Powell reoffends. He's rearrested while he's on probation from the felony, and he's charged with simple assault and possession of a prohibited weapon, Pirro said, adding that her office asked that Cotton Powell's probation be revoked. Breitbart News's Lowell Caulfield reported that two of the teenagers who were involved in the assault of Corestine avoided incarceration and were given probation. The boy and girl, both 15, and both from Hyattsville, Maryland, were sentenced Tuesday in connection with the savage attack on the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, high-tech worker on a D.C. street on August 3, according to VUSA 9. A juvenile court judge gave the boy 12 months probation and allowed him to return home under strict house arrest. The girl received 9 months probation and was remanded to a local youth shelter. In August, President Donald Trump threatened to take control of the District of Columbia, and during a press conference he revealed somebody from DOGE had been badly hurt.